We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, baby! What up? Upstate South Carolina, hello to you. And how do you do? The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, GSP. Great to be with you again. I am, of course, obviously, Rob Brown. The pleasure, as always, belongs exclusively to me. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your afternoon, and thank you very much for being a part of my Back in the Network studio. The official co-host and executive producer of the show, the man in charge of all applicable buttons, switches, levers, and knobs, the great one, Lonzo, in the building. What's up, fella?
I got to say, the new Comrex sounds good. I'm having to pull you halfway back like that. Got some room on the fader, and I'm not hearing any cutout. That's a joy.
We have a new toy.
Yes, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, techies look at stuff like that and go, wow. What can I do with this? And you have the pleasure of having one of the new ones. Congratulations. And I can tell the difference already.
I love it. We did yesterday after, and I'm actually going to turn my input down here just a touch, though, because I'm peaking on my end. Anyway, after much wailing of gnashing and of teeth, we have switched out the old Comrex for a new one. So hopefully the clicks in and out, the cutting in and out, have been resolved by this move. Appreciate y'all's patience over the last couple of days while we made that happen. But we have technology. We have tech. And by the way, Lonzo, if I may, it's about a quarter of the size of the old one, so I have so much more room for activities on my coffee table here at the Casa de Love.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of using one last Saturday on my Saturday show, and it's like, wow, this takes up so much. I've done a ton of remotes over the years with the old one, and how much setup it takes to do with the old one, and the possibilities for things to get unplugged and things, and you don't have that with this one. The Comrex people did their work, and it's nice.
Yup, gotta love it, and I do. Busy show on the broadcast today. A lot of stuff that we need to talk about. Obviously, we've got our final NCAA football poll. It is out. I'm going to give you our last look at what the 2020-2021 season shaped up in the polls to look like. So that's coming to you here in just a minute. A lot of NBA talk today with what's going on with Kyrie Irving, with what's going on with James Harden. Man, if you like drama, do I have a team for you to be following right now. The Real Basketball Players of Houston is turning into an absolute blank show right now, and we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Obviously, we will continue to discuss and talk about the fallout of the decommitment of Gunnar Stockton yesterday, the five-star quarterback who was expected to be a Gamecock after Mike Bobo split town and headed to Auburn, decommitted yesterday, will no longer be headed to Columbia. And we have seen some Gamecocks speaking out about that. So we're going to get into that coming up later on in the show. And a whole lot more. It's going to be slammed up busy. And I want you to be a part of the show today. How do I do that, Rob? Well, do I have good news for you? It is very, very simple to do so. All you got to do is use the phone number we put out there for you at 844-GSP ESPN, 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN. That's the number to be a part of the radio broadcast today. You can also text us at 71307. 71307 is the number to be a part of the program on the text line. Shoot us a text. Start it with ESPN so that it filters through to Lonzo and I. We will read them on the air. You can also tweet us. Tweet us both. I am at the Rob Brown Show. Zoe is at Lonzo on Word, at Lonzo on Word. And, of course, you can tweet everybody at the station by hitting us up at ESPN Upstate, at ESPN Upstate on the Twitter device. Those are all the different ways for you to get in touch with us here on the broadcast today, and we hope you will take advantage of that. Let's get into that little thing that we do to start our show every day. Of course, it is the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the wall, whoever you spend your lunch day, lunch break with. And man, if you like drama, you are going to love following the Houston Rockets right now. After a second consecutive blowout loss to the LA Lakers last night, James Harden decided, what's the point of holding back? Asked about his future with the team and the relationship with the team, James Harden says, I love this city. Here's what James Harden said yesterday, and I have not gotten a chance to test out our audio input here, Zoe, so I'm going to control the volume on my end and hope this works. Here's what James Harden said about his relationship with the team yesterday. Okay, that clearly is not going to work. So, that's a good start. I'm going to try one other thing here. Let's try this. Maybe this will do it. Nope. All right, well, we get some experimentation time coming up in the next break. Anyway, I could just read you the quote. How about that? That sounds better, right? I love this city. I literally have done everything I can. I mean, this situation is crazy. It's something I don't think can be fixed, end quote. James Harden, with the closest he has come to going public with a trade demand that sources say he made during the offseason. Houston's front office is determined to remain patient. They have an asking price in place for the 2018 NBA MVP. They want it met before they ship him out. The Rockets have informed teams that they want a young franchise cornerstone and a package of first-round picks and or intriguing talent on rookie contracts in return for Harden. Now, according to NBA sources, including Brian Windhorst, the Rockets have had active ongoing trade discussions with, quote, more than a half dozen teams, end quote. Harden made it clear to team administration in the offseason that he did not believe in the franchise's direction and ability to contend and prefer to be traded to a team that was in a better position to win. Ownership told Harden that they were disappointed, but that they would continue to explore the trade market on their own timeline and have since given Harden assurances that they will eventually trade him down the line. They do have a new general manager in town, Rafael Stone, who has been tasked with trading the three-time scoring champion with 3 years and $133 million with a player option for the final season remaining on the contract when he finds a deal that he likes. The Rockets are 1-4 in their last five since Harden, who held out at the beginning of training camp, returned from a right ankle sprain that caused him to miss the first game of the year. He has scored 20 or fewer in the past four games, his longest such stretch since back in 2011-2012, according to ESPN Stats and Info Research. And in the last game, it was especially non-competitive. The Rockets trailed 35-14 at the end of the first. Houston fell to 3-6, only a half game ahead of the Timberwolves for the worst record in the Western Conference. Harden said, quote, "We're not even close, honestly, to that team. Obviously, the defending champs and all the other elite teams out there. I mean, you can tell the difference in the last two games. We're just not good enough. Chemistry, talent-wise, just everything. And it was clear these last two games." I got to tell you, Zoe, if I'm the Houston Rockets, James Harden's not suiting up for another game. After what he said last night, I don't care if we get blown out by 60. James Harden does not suit up for another game. A, because I don't need him in there tanking my locker room. And B, because the last thing I want is for him to go out there and blow an ACL and end up screwing up whatever trade value he has right now to me.
Well, the NBA, more so than any other league, is a player's league. And the players decide, hey, I want to go somewhere else. And usually the owners relent and give them what they want. So I'm a little more spiteful. I set his butt down on the bench and just don't play him. That's what I do. I have him tell him he's required to suit up. If he doesn't suit up, I will fine you. But you will be on the bench and available if I should need you. But guess what? I don't need you. If you don't want to play here, that's fine. But you're going to be here until I decide you won't be here.
Yeah, you know,
because why give this guy a chance to go play somewhere else and play well somewhere? I mean, you committed to the contract. If you were going to sit out, and he was disgruntled before the beginning of the season, why did you even come to camp? Why did you even suit up for one game? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and sports are a little different than real life. You know, if there was a day where Rob Brown just decided, you know what? I'm done with the ESPN Upstate. I don't feel like we can move forward. I don't feel like we can succeed. I'm done. I'm out. And I told the boss I just wasn't going to participate anymore. I'd be fired. And here's the thing. It's not like there would be dozens of other companies running to find me to bring me in. That power doesn't exist. NBA is the other way around.
Well, let me jump in real quick. Not only would you be fired, but you would have a reputation, and our boss would make sure any potential hires would know, here's what he did to us.
Yep.
And those potential hires would be like, you know what? I don't want any of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is how it would go. It would be completely unsurprising. But again, the NBA, people ask, well, why do they let these guys get away with it? Because there's no way to not let them get away with it. You don't have to like it, but there's not. There's, again, you just heard, there's 6, 7, 8 other teams right now in the NBA that, despite watching this blank show proceed down there in H-Town, there's 6, 7, 8 other teams that are all lined up to try to get James Harden into their roster because he's still a talented basketball player. We're going to come back and follow up on that conversation a little later on in the show. Speaking of the NBA, item numero dos here on the Lunch Breakdown to start off the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. The NBA has elected to agree to new COVID-19 health and safety protocols along with the NBA Players Association. The league has big concerns with a new round of breakouts around the league. Four NBA games now have had to be delayed because of coronavirus breakouts. So the NBA sat down with the Players Association and came up with a new set of guidelines that have been enacted already. They include: players in their home market are required to remain in their residence for at least the next 2 weeks, except to attend team-related activities at the facility or arena, exercise outside, or perform essential activities, or as a result of extraordinary circumstances. When home from work, players may only interact with, quote, household members, family, and any personal staff working regularly in the home. Players, while on the road, are not permitted to leave their team hotel, quote, other than for team activities or emergencies. They are no longer able to interact with non-team guests at the hotels. Individuals who regularly visit a player or team staff home for professional purposes must be tested for COVID-19 twice a week. If a player tests positive or a staff member is at high risk, the NBA may require players and team staff to undergo 5 consecutive days of twice-per-day lab-based testing in addition to daily point-of-care testing. Players are restricted from arriving at the arena prior to 3 hours before tip, before and after games. Interactions between players are limited to either elbow or fist bumps. Players are also encouraged to avoid extending socializing and maintain six feet of distance as much as possible. Players are now required to wear face masks on the bench, in the locker room, during strength and conditioning activities, and when traveling with a non-household member. Cool-down chairs spaced 6 feet apart and not requiring masks will be provided at least 12 feet from the bench for players exited the game. Cool-down chairs, players must return to their assigned seats on the bench with a mask after they are cooled down. Pre-game locker room meetings are now limited to no more than 10 minutes for at least the next 2 weeks, and everyone in attendance must wear a face mask. All other meetings between players and team staff also require face masks and must take place on the court in a league-approved space or at the arena in a room large enough to provide for at least 6 feet between individuals. Teams are required to form seating charts to ensure players who sit closest to each other on the bench do the same on the team plane. Massages, physical therapy, and other treatment sessions at hotels require face masks and must be performed in a ballroom or other large open space, providing 12 feet between players. Long story short, Zoe, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The NBA realizes they are up against it. They have now had four teams postponed. They have had a few others that probably could have been postponed. I think Philly had a game the other day where they had to play with eight guys on the roster. They had three subs available in total. You're trotting out guys who get very little PT to get backup minutes because you are up against the wall. The NBA realizes that if this continues the way it's been going, they will have to go back into a bubble. And while that was sustainable with eight games left in the regular season, it's not with 60 games left in the regular season.
My question is, does the G League still exist? I mean, that's your practice squad right there. If you got guys who can't play, you bring somebody up from the G League. Will the quality go down? Yeah. Will you go to watch your favorite team and go, who the heck is that? Well, give that next guy a shot. Or they're going to end up running into a problem where they may have to cancel the season because there's too much season left to go with a bubble. And too many of those guys in the bubble were very unhappy with the situation. Imagine having to do it for three or four times as long as what they did last time.
The NHL considered that, and they put what they call taxi players on their roster. That is to say, you can actually pull up three players from your developmental league to actually travel with your team so that if there is a breakout and you lose three, four, five players off the roster, you actually have a pool of developmental players that you can suit up and put on the ice so that NHL games can continue. You got to wonder if the NBA, MLB, or other leagues will take a look at that. And finally, your AP Top 25 for the end of the college football season is out. Here's a shocker. Alabama is ranked number one to finish. They get all 61 first place votes after their 13-0 record. The 7-1 Buckeyes of Ohio State rank number two at the end of the day. Clemson checks in third with their 10-2 record, just one spot ahead of 9-1 Texas A&M. A&M gets the jump over the 10-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish at number five. Oklahoma, Georgia, Cincinnati, 9-1. End up at number eight, Iowa State 9, Northwestern 10. BYU, an 11-1 season, gets them in 11th ranking. Indiana 12, Florida 13. The Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina at 11-1 drop their bowl game. They finish at number 14, and right behind them is the one-loss team out of Louisiana Lafayette. 16, Iowa Liberty is 17, North Carolina 18 after an 8-4 season. Texas 19 and Oklahoma State rounds out the top 20. Your top 25 is finished off by USC, Miami, Ball State, San Jose State, and Buffalo. In the coaches' poll, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M are 1 through 4. Notre Dame 5, Oklahoma 6, Georgia 7, 8 Cincinnati, 9 Ohio or Iowa State, 10 Northwestern. BYU, Florida, Indiana, Coastal Carolina, and Iowa are 11 through 15, while Louisiana, North Carolina, Liberty, Oklahoma State, and Texas are your top 20. 21 through 25, USC, Miami, Ball State, San Jose State, and Buffalo. We'll break down those rankings later on in the show as well. When we come back, I got some sound. We're going to take a look at what's going on in two different franchises, one in the NBA and one in the NFL. Because if you want a pretty good lesson on how to let your team spiral out of control, you're getting one in Houston. And there's an NFL team that may be joining the ranks. Why? I'll tell you that when we come back. My name is Rob Brown. My man Zoe's back on the board. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I have a legitimate question. It's going to sound like a joke, Zoe, but I have a legitimate question. How is your posture when you're sitting in that chair? Or just in any chair? How is your, but like, do you keep your back up and straight and shoulders back like you're supposed to?
I know you would, you're probably going to think I'm lying, but I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and my posture is actually pretty good because you, unfortunately, during, you know, all the sickness, have had to sit in this chair and all the different things that you, that are kind of stretched out. So if I'm laid back, I can't hit everything I need to hit. So I think my posture is actually pretty good.
Yeah, when I was up there, I had to do the same thing. But my posture is garbage. And I realized that the other day. And part of it, obviously, I've got a couch that's meant to make you go to sleep, you know? Like, it's just a deep couch. It's got the long cushions, and it sits way down low to the floor. So when you sit on it, you kind of sit, and you got to sit way back into the couch, which does not work well when I'm recording on it, right? People are like, well, why don't you just move to the kitchen table? And we're, because the TV's in here, because I got to keep the Sports Center and the First Take and all that on in case there's breaking news while we're on the air. So I got to work in the living room, and I have the world's worst posture, to the point now, and this is how bad it is, when I'm doing the show, I try to remind myself, all right, man, sit back, straighten your back up, put your shoulders back, hold your head up, etc. And then, it feels like a workout, right? Like, those muscles are so used to slouching that now when I sit up and sit back, it feels like a workout. Like, I'm actually straining to hold my back straight like a normal human being is supposed to. So now when I try to do that, it's like, oh, man, I have to focus. And then once I start doing the show and I start getting into whatever we're talking about, I just eventually start to slouch back down and let that go away. And I'm to the point now, man, that like I've got 3 couch cushions lined up behind my back to try to keep me sitting up straight. This is absolutely irrelevant, and I know none of you care, but this I have found, and this is dumb, and I probably shouldn't even complain about this, though, but this is the problem. This is the biggest problem that I face on a daily basis now, is that by the time we get done doing the show, I've been slouching for so long that my back just gets locked into this like forward facing slant position. And I feel like I'm falling apart. Like I'm aging myself every single show because I'm too lazy and out of shape to be able to just hold my back straight for any length of time. It's pathetic.
I think that's the plight of a lot of people who are having to work at home because of COVID. And I think a lot of, so you're not alone. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't change things, but just know that there are a lot of people that way. When I was at home for a couple weeks, I was basically doing what you're doing. And I've found out I'm getting back to, I usually walk a mile or two a day just to, you know, stay in shape. And I was unable to do that. And I found out that my whole left side doesn't want to work right. And I started thinking about it while I was sitting on my couch doing my work or, you know, whatever. I was always leaning to the left, and it's caused problems with that. So the only solution I can tell you is to spend part of the time standing up.
And I can't. Like when we had the headset mics.
Okay.
When we had the headset mics, I did. I do like every other segment standing up, right? I put the laptop on one of my tall bar stools so I could look at it while I was standing up, and I'd stand in front of the window, or I'd even walk a couple of steps back and forth. But now that I've had to go to the desk mic, I can't pick it up and walk around because then I'm one-handed and I've got to type and move stuff around on the computer while we're on the air. It just throws me off. Is this my I shouldn't even complain. This is my biggest struggle of working from home. But man, I'm like, I'm aging myself day by day, show by show. Lonzo, the sacrifices we make for the people cannot be understated, man.
You know, I'm very upset that I don't have the audio capabilities to play the violin music right now because I absolutely would be playing it, and I'm sure everyone would join in with me on. It's something, again, I think you need to look at yourself and examine yourself and realize that you are not alone in your plight, that a lot of people are dealing with this. And someday, when things go back to some semblance of what they were before, there will be a lot of people in the same boat as you having to figure out how to fix their posture. Unless, and this is worst case scenario, if this is how things are forever, you need to get an exercise ball. And sit on it.
Well, and that was the thought that because, I had, obviously.
Because you can't slouch on an exercise ball or you fall down. That's just how that works. Which, you doing that on the air, I think, would be hilarious. But, you know, it probably would hurt, though.
I got the apartment that I got on short-term notice, right? Like, I got the call that I had got the job, and then I had basically 2 weeks to get up here, right? And that included, now, fortunately for me, all the stuff I own was still packed because I had moved back to Pensacola a couple of weeks before I got the gig. But I had 2 weeks to get up here. So basically it was find the first available apartment. And it's a comfortable, but it's a little one bedroom, one bathroom, because it was the first thing I could find that was open to get up here. The next step is I'm just gonna have to build a home studio. I'm just gonna have to suck it up and go in. I appreciate the sympathy I'm getting on the text line. ESPN, buy a stand-up desk and get over it. See, that's why I love the people of the Upstate. It's just raw compassion and sympathy from the people.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you're taking the first step. The first step is admitting that there's a problem, and you're reaching out. That's another step. It's for solutions, and the people are showing sympathy. They're giving you what you need. You need tough love. You don't need consoling. Oh, it's all right. You need love that you would get from Ed Orgeron. Get your butt up. Get a stand-up desk. Man up. You'll be all right.
One of the best pieces of advice I ever got was from somebody who said, a friend who will tell you the truth and hurt your feelings is a better friend than the ones who spare them. So, Texter, I will consider you a friend. Here's the next text that came in. Oh, my, really, Rob? Do you need recommendations on Wah burgers to go with those French fries? I love you guys. I really do.
I've heard those are tasty. A little salty, though.
Now that we're back on the clock, let us take a break. When we come back, two franchises right now spiraling out of control. We talked about one of the Houston Rockets. There's an NFL team that is now on its way down over one player, and this time it's not even the player's fault. It's the administration's. We like to blame the players. Let's take a look at what happens when the front office handles things poorly. We're going to Houston and another NFL team next. Who is it? The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, let's rock and roll. The Rob Brown Show rolls on ESPN Upstate. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. So, we know what's happening right now with the Houston Rockets. We talked about that this morning. James Harden went off last night in his press conference and said, hey, look, I don't know that this can be fixed. This is bad. We don't have chemistry. We don't have this. We don't have that. Of course, there's a lot of people that say, yeah, that's because of you, James Harden. That's your fault, James Harden. Then you had another situation play out in the same press conference. You had the new man in the Rockets, John Wall. John Wall came out and talked a little bit about the Houston Rockets and said, look, it's been a little rocky. It hasn't been the best way that it could be for me to get here and start. And he went on to say, quote, direct quote, when you have certain guys in the mix that don't want to buy in as one, it's going to be hard to do anything as a special basketball team. It hurts, end quote. I feel so bad for John Wall. John Wall gave everything that he had for the DC Wizards for years. He gave everything he had. He gets shipped out, sent down to Houston to play with James Harden, and now James Harden is acting the way that James Harden is acting. It's a bad look. It's a bad look. It is a problem because the whole premise of, and Zoe, you and I have had this conversation before, the premise of not letting the players run the conversation is ideal, except for in the world of professional sports, unlike maybe any other industry in the country, in the world of professional sports, they really have as much, if not more, power than the administration of any particular franchise. James Harden holds the future of the Houston Rockets in his hands, whether you like it or you don't. He's got most of the bargaining power here. Now, the Rockets can take the tough guy stand all they want. We're not going to send this guy out unless we get what we're looking for. And I get that. Of course, that's the way you want it to go. But James Harden's the guy that holds the power. If he wants to just not play, he just won't play. He won't get paid. But it's not like he hasn't made enough money to deal with that, to the point that the Rockets will eventually just cut ties altogether because, well, we're wrapped up with this guy that's doing nothing for us. And it sucks, but it is what it is. Then I look over, and I wonder if the Houston Rockets don't have kind of the same issue that the Houston Texans are dealing with right now. Imagine being a Houston sports fan right now, man. You're still dealing with the fallout from the Astros, which has been terrible. The Rockets, a team that for the last couple of years looked like they were going to be ready to be a championship squad, are falling apart from the inside. The Texans now have former players coming out and saying, hey, look, this team is falling apart. This team is falling apart, and Deshaun needs to get out. Andre Johnson, who was a great for how many years for the Texans? He is the face of that franchise all time, is Andre Johnson. And he went out and said, quote, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I will stand my ground. The Texans organization is known for wasting players' careers. Since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened in or for the organization. And for some reason, someone can't see what's going on. Pathetic. DeAndre Hopkins, former Texans All-Pro wide receiver traded from Houston to Arizona last season, responded to Johnson's comments by saying, quote, when Dre speaks, listen, end quote. Kenny Stills, former Texan as well. Another guy, maybe not as prolific as the first two, but a guy that was instrumental in some of the success the Texans have had, retweeted Andre Johnson's comments. There are multiple former players now within the Texans organizations that are tweeting out former players. I mean, names, faces, guys who still have their face on some of the banners hanging around the stadium down there in H-Town. Coming out now and saying the GM here is a bungling idiot. He's a goober. He can't get it done. He's never gotten it done. They're falling apart. Now, we got coming out of Miami, according to the Miami Herald, a number of Miami Dolphins players that are coming out. And what are they speaking out against? Tua Tagovailoa. According to an article on the Miami Herald earlier today, players have been saying that they were unimpressed by Tua during training camp to the point they thought he wouldn't be ready to play this year. They said they were, quote, totally caught off guard, end quote, as one put it, when Tagovailoa was named the starter for the seventh game of the season. Another player said that before the season finale, when players were informed by Flores that Ryan Fitzpatrick would not be available against the Bills, he was disappointed because he believed Fitzpatrick was better than Tua. But the concerning thing to players who spoke to the Herald is they are not convinced Tagovailoa is going to be a great threat in the future. One more player added that he got frustrated when Flores told the team Fitzpatrick would not be finishing as the starter because, quote, we always think, man, next man up no matter what, but I saw Tua as the next man up because Fitz was better, end quote. Multiple Miami players now speaking out and saying that the folks in charge of making the decision at the quarterback position have failed miserably and cost that team by putting the lesser quarterback into the starting role in that spot. All three of these organizations have one thing in common. One thing in common. They have a general manager who cannot seem to figure it out. You have one in Houston with the Rockets. You have one in Texas or in Houston with the Texans. And you have one down in Miami. The players as a whole. And granted, and here's where it gets kind of dicey, though. Because I'm not letting the players make the decision about who starts and who doesn't. But if you got enough players, multiple players, at least four, that I was able to count through this Miami Herald account, if you've got four different players that are willing to go to the newspaper right there in town and go, he ain't the guy, he ain't ready, we screwed ourselves up and over, we're ready to move on, and they're not. When they put that whole thing together and watched it play out the way it did, and you have that many guys willing to speak out, when you're in Houston and you have four, not just former players, but former faces of your franchise that are openly talking smack, and by the way, naming the GM as the root of the problem, and when you're in Houston and you have let James Harden get so far gone that you were about to blow up what was a championship caliber team just a couple of years ago, I don't think you can question ever again how important it is to have a general manager who really understands his role in the team is not to build the team that he wants, but to build a team that will be successful. All three of these teams, though, have bad general managers, and all three of them are paying for it now.
You know, I agree with you, and obviously it's true, but at the same time, is it bad managers or is it bad owners? Because the owner hires the general managers, and they listen to them. They decide if they're doing a good job or not. At what point, if you're the owner, who do you know? I mean, obviously the results on the court or the field, you can look at that and go, okay, we're not winning. There's got to be a reason here. And is it the coach or is it the GM? But at what point do you go, okay, all these players are speaking out. Do they just not like this guy or do they know what they're talking about? It's got to be really hard owning a franchise of anything and trying to figure out who the best guy is for the job and how long do you give them. It's just like having a bad coach. How many years do you give them? I've never heard it said that there is some sort of limitation. A GM, if a GM can't get it done in 4 years, they should be gone. No one ever really talks about it that way, do they? So, what do you do? How long does a GM get a chance? Is it 4 years? Is it 6 years? Is it 1 year? I don't know.
Yeah, and look, it's a tough spot. You're going through it right now in Jacksonville. You're going through it with the Texans. You're going through it with the Dolphins. You're going through it with the Jets. The Jets are about to have their general manager hire his fourth head coach under his watch.
See, now that's different. The Jets is a case study as to why you need to find another general manager. But if you have an owner who doesn't know how to hire a good general manager, then you're stuck.
Yeah, and that's a big, you know, look, that's why I have always, to some degree, reveled in the recent failures of the Dallas Cowboys, right? Because when the Dallas Cowboys had Jerry Jones, the owner, who went out there and found football guys to run it, the Dallas Cowboys were the most prolific team in the 1990s in the National Football League. And then one day, Jerry Jones decided, I'm the owner and the general manager. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm the GM, too. And they haven't been the same since, right? But Jerry Jones refuses to admit that he's wrong. He refuses to go, maybe I wasn't the best guy for the job. Because that's admitting failure, and that's not something JJ is going to do. There are many teams out there that find okay general managers. That's why there's so many okay football teams and okay basketball teams. But the point is that if you are going to get to the next level, if you are going to jump to the next level, you are at the point where I think general manager feels, at least to me, almost as important to the team as having a Pro Bowl quarterback, as having a Pro Bowl running back, as having a great offensive line. Because if you don't have one that knows how to build, how to set foundations, how to get chemistry out of a team, you end up right where the Houston Texans are, right where the Miami Dolphins are, where they're, I mean, the Miami Dolphins could have gone to the playoffs this year. And who knows? I actually agree with those players. I don't think Tua was better than Fitz this year. And I think sitting Fitz down and repeatedly giving Tua the start, even though you kept repeatedly bringing Fitzpatrick in, probably cost you more than it helped you. Having a great GM is absolutely a necessity nowadays. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN. Quick break back after this to wrap up the hour on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up hour number one here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you today. A beautiful upstate Wednesday afternoon. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We'll read them on the air. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo Onward, at ESPN Upstate. All of that, and I'm going to leave it at this. I have noticed over the years, most people, not all, but most people, when their big name college guys get to the NFL, though, people will still follow them, but they're not really like fans the way that they were when they played for South Carolina, they played for Clemson or whatever school is in question here, except for a handful of very special players, guys that are considered truly family to the fan base. And Deshaun Watson is in that group. I really hope with Deshaun seeing former, not just Texans, but former Texans legends like Andre Johnson coming out and saying, Deshaun, stand your ground, get out of there. Who cares what happens? Get somewhere else that will actually give you what you deserve to succeed. Man, I hope Deshaun gets better than what he's getting right now because he deserves it. 844-GSP-ESPN. We'll talk more about that coming up. That's one in the books. Two to go. The Rob Brown Show rolls on next. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.